Physical Fairy Tales presents The Selfish Giant by Oscar Wilde. Good morning, children. Are you ready to hear a story? How many of you like to play outside? What are your favorite places to play? Well, today, I'd like you to imagine that wherever you are, it is really a great, big, beautiful garden where children from long, long ago would go to play. It is the giant's garden. Every afternoon, as they were coming home from school, the children from long, long ago would go play in the giant's garden. It was a large, lovely garden with soft green grass. Can you imagine that? Here and there over the grass stood beautiful flowers. What colors do you think they were? Do you know what kinds of flowers they might have been? Daisies and daffodils, roses and pansies, all sorts of flowers, and they were scattered all about. They were as brilliant and as scattered as you might find stars across a clear night sky. And there were 12 peach trees. Here is one right by me. But you can imagine that there is one right there by you. And over there behind you. And back there and way over here by me as well. In the springtime, those peach trees broke out into delicate blossoms of pink and pearl. And in the autumn, they bore rich, juicy fruit. The birds sat in the trees and sang so sweetly that the children used to stop their games just to listen. Listen, everyone. Imagine the sounds of birds singing. The children were so happy in the garden that they said aloud,
"How happy we are here."
Let us all say that together. Ready?
How happy we are here.
One day, the giant returned to his castle.
Grumble, grumble. What a long journey. My friend, the Cornish ogre, lives far, far away. He invited me for a visit. I stayed with him for 7 years. We had a lot to talk about. But after 7 years, we had nothing left to say. So I have journeyed back to my own castle. Oh, my aching feet. What is this? Children? In my garden? What are you doing here?
The children were so frightened by the giant's big, nasty voice that they all ran away.
My own garden is my own garden. I will allow nobody to play in it but myself. I will build a high wall all round my garden. Where's my trowel? Aha, this will do the trick. And this. I will post this notice board to keep all away. Trespassers will be... Oh, this is a long word. Prosecuted. That'll fix him.
He was a very selfish giant. All autumn long, the giant worked on that wall. By winter, the wall was finished.
My own garden is my own garden.
Now the poor children had nowhere to play. They tried to play on the road. But what do you think about playing on the road? Dangerous. Sometimes they wandered round the high walls of the giant's garden to try to get a peek inside.
How happy we were there,
they said to each other so sadly. Let's all say that together.
How happy we were there.
So sad. Then spring came, and all over the country there were little blossoms and little birds, only in the garden of the selfish giant, it was still winter. The birds did not care to sing as there were no children, and the trees simply forgot to blossom. Once, a beautiful flower stuck its head out from the grass, but when it saw the notice board,
"Trespassers will be prosecuted,"
it was so sorry for the children that it slipped back into the ground again and went off to sleep. The only creatures who were pleased were Mistress Snow and Jack Frost. "I am Mistress Snow. Spring seems to have forgotten this garden. I shall cover the grass with my great white snowy cloak."
"This is a delightful spot."
"Ah, Master Jack Frost.
I shall paint all the trees silver with frost."
"Let me help."
"Frost and ice makes all things nice."
Snow.
"We shall live here all year round."
Then the north wind happened by.
"Down, you chimney pots, rattle creaky castle doors, let in the cold wind at every casement window."
He was wrapped in furs and he roared all day about the garden.
"This is a delightful spot. We must ask the Hales on a visit. Henry! Henrietta! Harry! Haley Hale!"
So Henry Hale and Henrietta Hale and Harry Hale and Haley Hale, the whole Haley family, blew in every day. For 3 hours, they rattled on the roof of the castle till they broke most of the slates. And then they ran round and round the garden as fast as they could. They were dressed in gray, and their breath was like ice. Suddenly, the giant appeared in the window, wrapped in his blanket. "Quiet, Hale. Don't let him see you. Shh."
"I cannot understand. Why is the spring so late in coming?"
The selfish giant sat at his casement window and looked out at his cold, white garden.
"Oh, I hope there will be a change in the weather."
The giant tucked himself back into bed. But spring never came, nor summer. Autumn gave golden fruit to every garden, but to the giant's garden she gave none. "He is too selfish," she said.
My own garden.
So it was always winter there, and north wind, and the Hale family, and Master Frost, and Mistress Snow danced about through the trees all year long. One morning, the giant was lying awake in bed when...
"What is that lovely music? It sounds so sweet to my ears. It must be the king's musicians passing by." "No. It's not the king's musicians at all. It is only a little bird singing outside my window. But it has been so long since I have heard a bird sing in my garden that to my ears it is the most beautiful music in the world."
Then the Hales stopped dancing on the roof of the castle over the giant's head, and North Wind ceased to roar.
"A delicious perfume is floating into my room. I believe that spring has come at last. What do I see? I see a most wonderful sight. Look at that. Ha! Through a little hole in my wall, the children have crept back in, and children are sitting in the branches of my peach trees. In every tree, there is a little child.
And the trees were so glad to have the children back again that they had covered themselves with blossoms and were waving their branches gently over the children's heads. And the birds were flying about and twittering with delight. And the flowers were looking up through the green grass and laughing.
What a lovely sight.
Only in one corner, it was still winter.
What is this? There, in the farthest corner of my garden, is a little boy crying. He is so small, he cannot reach up to the branches of the tree. He is wandering all round it, crying bitterly. The poor tree is still covered with frost and snow. North Wind, you stop your blowing at once. Climb up, little boy, climb up. Bend your branches, good tree. Help the boy.
But the boy was too tiny, and the giant's heart melted.
How selfish I have been. Now I know why the spring would not come here. I know what I will do. I will put that poor little boy high up into the tree myself. Then I will knock down the wall, and my garden shall be the children's playground forever and ever.
He was really very sorry for what he had done. So he stomped down the castle stairs and opened the front castle door and stepped out into his garden. But when the children saw him, they were so frightened that they all ran away. And the garden became winter again. Only the little boy did not run, for his eyes were so full of tears he did not see the giant coming. And the giant stole quietly up behind him and took the little boy gently in his giant hand and placed him high up into the tree. And the tree broke out at once into blossom. And the birds came and sang on it.
And that little boy stretched out his two arms and flung them round my neck and gave me a big hug.
And when the other children saw that the giant was not wicked any longer, they came running back. And with them came the spring.
Children, this garden is your garden now.
Then the giant took his great hammer and knocked down that wall.
Now, let's play hide and seek. Everybody close your eyes and count to 10. I'll hide.
And when the people of the village passed by that day, on their way to market, they found the giant playing with all the children in the most beautiful garden they had ever seen. All day long they played, and in the evening, the children came to the giant to bid him good night.
Good night. Good night, you. Good night, little one. But where is your poor little companion? The little boy I put up into that tree there.
The giant loved him best because he was his first little friend. Where do you think he is, children? You don't know. The children in the giant's garden didn't know either. Everyone say, we don't know.
We don't know.
He has gone away.
He has gone away.
When you return tomorrow, please make sure that he comes with you.
But the children did not know where he lived. They had never seen him before. And the giant felt very sad. Every afternoon, the children came and played with the giant in his lovely garden. But the little boy whom the giant loved was never seen again. Of course, the giant was always very kind to all the children, yet he longed to see his first little friend again.
How I wish he would come back and play.
Now years and years went over, and the giant grew very old and feeble. He could not play about anymore, so he leaned on his knobbly cane and watched the children at their games and admired his garden.
I have many beautiful flowers, but the children are the most beautiful flowers of all. I feel a chill in the air. I must fetch my scarf and hat.
Winter was coming once again.
Here we are. Much better. Oh, winter, you do not bother me anymore. I know that spring is merely sleeping and that the flowers are resting. But what is this I see? No. Can it be? It certainly is. A marvelous sight. In the farthest corner of my garden, children, is a tree quite covered with lovely white blossoms. Not snow at all. Its branches are golden, and silver fruit hangs down from the golden branches, and no.
Underneath the tree stood the little boy he had loved.
Art thou here to play, little boy?
The child smiled and said, "You let me play in your garden once. Today you shall come with me to my garden, which is paradise." And when the children ran in that afternoon, they found the giant lying peacefully under the tree, all covered in white blossoms.